And so the question is it possible that these individuals who are the electors who will go to their state capitals, whether it's Tallahassee, Florida, or Austin, Texas, or Sacramento, California, or Albany, New York, would any of them change their vote? And that has happened occasionally in the past. As a matter of fact, most of those examples took place in the 19th century, where in one or two cases we had someone die before they took office, and so they gave the electors an opportunity to change their vote. That's not the issue here. You've had a few of those in modern times. For example, in 1968, an elector from North Carolina who was supposed to vote for Richard Nixon instead cast his vote for George Wallace. In 1976, interestingly enough, there was an individual that was supposed to vote for Gerald Ford, but instead voted for Ronald Reagan. Put on the ballot there, Ronald Reagan president, Bob Dole for vice president. And there was one in 2000 where you had an elector from the District of Columbia who refused to cast her vote in protest of the fact that the District of Columbia does not have congressional representation. So we have a few of those examples, but very, very few. Now, is it possible this time? It looks like it might be on both sides. We've had two electors in the state of Washington who have said, at least said, that they would not vote for Hillary Clinton. We'll see whether that plays out or not. And you have one elector in the state of Texas who said he could not bring himself to vote for Donald Trump, and one other elector. But again, sometimes those are things that are said, but then when they're sitting with the other electors in the state capitol and recognizing the grave circumstances under which they are, some of those evaporate. But is it possible that some electors might not vote for Donald Trump? Well, it's possible. But again, recognize at the moment he has 306 electoral votes. You need 270 to be elected. And so you'd have to come up with, 36 electors in some of those red states to change their vote. That would be unprecedented. Let's recognize that this election is unprecedented. Okay, so anything's possible, but is it likely? Not terribly likely, but if nothing else, I would encourage you, if you want to pray for the electors, including one of those who's a member of our church, interestingly enough. She's the elector from this congressional district who will go to Austin on December 19th and cast their vote. And then those votes are then brought to the House of Representatives, which are then verified. If by chance there were enough people that just simply didn't vote and neither Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton would get the 270 electoral votes, what would happen then? You go to the Amendment 12th. The 12th Amendment of the Constitution says then it would go to the House of Representatives and each state would vote for, and each state would have one vote. So Rhode Island would have one vote, California would have one vote, and that would again suggest, since there are many more states that have Republican representation than Democratic, that Donald Trump would still be the president. So if nothing else, that's a little bit of Constitution 101. That answer everybody's question? If not, we'll be around afterwards to try to answer some of those.